do, you will be his. You gotta show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and playing, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping. Thinking and praying, planning and dreaming, his kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's tariffs against goods coming into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico went into effect last hour.
They can't come in and steal our money and steal our jobs and take our factories and take our businesses and expect not to be punished, and they're being punished by tariffs.
Canada is now levying tariffs on more than $100 billion worth of American goods. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on the tariff tiff from the White House.
Trade wars are costly and nobody wins.
Josh Lipsky is a former State Department official.
Trump argues that we're going to slap all these extra fees on imports, so then everyone's just going to buy America, and that'll be great for American manufacturing, American companies. But doesn't that take time?
That doesn't happen overnight. That could take years. And in the meantime, there's huge cost of transition.
Linda McMahon was confirmed by the Senate and sworn in as Secretary of Education Monday to lead a department President Trump says he will dismantle. CBS News has obtained the first email she sent to staff under the subject line, "Our department's final mission." She writes, quote, "The elimination of bureaucracy should free us, not limit us." Randy Weingarten is president, American Federation of Teachers.
The partners that she has are the people who are in classrooms all across America. What we're asking her to do is work with us, not against us. Don't take a wrecking ball to the Department of Education. Make cuts with a scalpel, not with a hatchet, and ultimately help us help children.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress Tuesday night. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us it's not officially a State of the Union address, but it will look like one.
Vice President J.D. Vance will be seated on one side of the president and House Speaker Mike Johnson on the other. Cabinet members, Supreme Court justices, joint chiefs of staff, former members of Congress and members of the diplomatic corps will be seated in front of President Trump. As for the rest of the senators and House members, it's a free-for-all as seats are not assigned.
Tuesday is Mardi Gras with a storm heading for New Orleans. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
I am going to try to run the parades in the morning. Now, y'all, we have a window of opportunity right now, according to the National Weather Forecast.
The latest now on the condition of Pope Francis.
The pontiff had two episodes of acute respiratory failure Monday, caused by a buildup of mucus and spasms in the airways in the lung. The pope had to be aspirated to remove some of that mucus, and two bronchoscopies were performed.
CBS's Seth Doan reporting from Rome. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
In Boston, a scorpion sting is being investigated.
It was about 7:30 when state police say a woman was making her way through customs at Terminal E, the international terminal at Logan Airport. Officials say when she was gathering her luggage, she was somehow stung by a scorpion. Police say the woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Experts say scorpions are rare in this part of the world, but you can find them on almost every single continent, save for Antarctica. Stings can be painful and potentially deadly. Officials say they could lead to problems with your heart, neurological issues, or organ problems, but the CDC says most stings from scorpions are not that serious. Nicole Davis for CBS News, Boston.
The FAA is investigating after airliners about to land at Washington Reagan National Airport Saturday morning received apparently false alarms from their onboard traffic collision avoidance system. Based on CBS News' review of air traffic control audio, at least 12 flight crews reported receiving those alerts. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds and lows in the upper 30s, a south breeze. Rain chances on Tuesday as well in the afternoon, highs reaching the upper 40s. And that rain persists into Tuesday night, lows near 40 degrees. Currently 38 degrees.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
We'll be right back. 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Try.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Choose, I'm free, oh yeah. So funny, I just have to laugh. time of waiting. She was all I need to make me see. Oh, I keep hoping with all my mind everything's gonna turn out right. I've been lonely too long.
You've been lonely too long.
Lonely so long. Now look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Today, I was happy as a lark.
now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Now your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind. Yeah, I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. World. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Won't you get me to my room? I won't move.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, be loving. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Newly sworn in Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, leader of a department President Trump is dismantling, has sent her first email to staff, and CBS News has obtained a copy. It's titled Our Department's Final Mission and calls it a, quote, last chance to restore the culture of liberty and excellence that made American education great. Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten is worried.
One out of every $9 that go to kids in school in America comes from the federal government, comes from the Congress, and it all goes through the Department of Education. So we don't want it to be messed up.
Stiff tariffs on our closest neighbors went into effect 2 hours ago.
President